Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we're going to take a dip, take a musical trip to St. Louis, bring some joy to your otherwise dull, drab lives. We'll wake you up and put you to sleep. Last week, we celebrated Billy Cotton's birthday, but I didn't mention that he would start his shows by shouting, "Wakey Wake," before going into his theme song, "Somebody Stole My Gal," like this.
Wakey Wake! Ha!
Well, we're going to keep you awake for this show with some wakey, wakey songs, beginning with Howard Lennon and his Ben Franklin Dance Orchestra, who don't wish to be awakened.
Thank you. morning, the morning. Then I'll kiss your two lips goodnight. By the silvery moon, let's sit and spoon till dawning, holding hands and cuddling up tight. Cock-a-doodle-doo, doodle-doo-doodle-doo, when the rooster is crowing. Cock-a-doodle-doo, doodle-doo-doodle-doo, then I gotta be going. When the morning glories wake up in the morning, then I'll kiss your two lips goodnight.
Gonna wake some morning, weeping and a the morning, but the papa will be gone.
Ethel Finney, accompanied by her husband, pianist Porter Granger, whom she married in 1924, and You're Gonna Wake Some Morning, written by Bob Miller. That doesn't sound like something you'd find on the Edison label, but that unissued Edison Diamond disc was made on August 27th of 1924, and it was issued as a Blue Amber All Cylinder. As a matter of fact, that was the one and only title Ethel Finney made for Edison. Before Ethel Finney, we heard Johnny Marvin with violinist Jacques Renard directing his Coconut Grove Orchestra on When the Morning Glories Wake Up in the Morning, Then I'll Kiss Your Two Lips Goodnight, written by Billy Rose and Fred Fisher. That's from September 26, 1927. We started the show with Howard Lannan and his Ben Franklin Dance Orchestra with Don't Wake Me Up, Let Me Dream. Don't Wake Me Up, Let Me Dream was recorded September 29, 1925, and was written by L. Wolfe Gilbert, Abel Baer, and Mabel Wayne. I don't know if any of you hear it, but there's a short musical phrase in there that always reminds me of the song Good Little, Bad Little You. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. The next three segments are the result of a request from listener Bob. There are three different topics, but there's one common thread. See if you can figure out what it is. This first set is rather joyful and is started off by Gus C. Edwards Orchestra.
Thank you.
Pianist William Henry Joseph Bonaparte Bertoloff Smith, better known as Willie the Lion Smith and his Cubs, the Cubs being Ed Allen on cornet, Cecil Scott on clarinet, and Willie Williams on washboard, and Harlem Joys from April 23, 1935. Last set we heard Howard Lannan, but before Harlem Joys it was Howard's older brother Sam Lannan's Southern Serenaders and I've Got the Joys. I've Got the Joys was written by Harry Axt, was recorded around September 21, 1921, and was preceded by Ted Lewis and his band with Meilenberg Joys from June 22, 1925. Meilenberg Joys was written by Leon Rapolo, Paul Mayers, and Jelly Roll Morton, and you heard Ted Lewis on clarinet, and Harry Barth on string bass was quite prominent. We began that joyful set with Gus C. Edwards Orchestra and Monte Carlo Joys, recorded by Victor on August 31, 1926. The band recorded only six sides in just two sessions, the other being on September 13th, and the Victor recording ledgers described the Gus C. Edwards Orchestra as a Benson organization, referring to cellist and band agent Edgar A. Benson, founder of the Benson Orchestra of Chicago. For this next set, we're going to take a dip, beginning with the New Orleans Wanderers.
Canvas, folks, on which we all can paint paint any old picture that we may. Why, there's the rich man, look at him, the poor man, the devil, the saint, and they're all painting pictures every day. Why, you know, some paint in colors of a wonderful hue, while others use colors of strife. But I want to tell you that every word, every thought, every little thing that we do goes down on our canvas of life. So come on, folks, and just dip your brush in the sunshine and keep on painting away. Oh, do it now. Make love a duty, and you're bound to find beauty wherever your eyes are going to stray. And life, it's going to seem worthwhile living. Oh, say, folks, skies, they'll never be gray. No, sir, if you just dip your brush in the sunshine. Sure to tell you, keep on painting, painting away. Everybody, keep on painting away. Paint it, Benny, paint it. Oh, do it, Benny. Paint it blue, Benny. Sky blue, Benny. Paint those windowsills and let the little sun shine in.
Thank you.
The Blue Ribbon Syncopators, an obscure working band from the Buffalo, New York area with fully one-sixth of their entire recorded output, Whale Dip, from a Columbia 78 waxed April 29, 1927. Herbert Dimer played alto and baritone sax in the band. Hurley Dimer, who I'm guessing would be Herbert's brother, was drummer in the band, but Whale Dip was written by Harold Dimer, I'm guessing another brother, but who was not listed in the personnel of the band. Before Whale Dip, it was the high-headed tragedian of song Ted Lewis and his band, handing out advice to dip your brush in the sunshine on April 13, 1931. Dip Your Brush in the Sunshine was written by James C. Johnson and Andy Razaf. We began the set with the New Orleans Wanderers, featuring Johnny Dodds on clarinet and Kid Ory on trombone and Papa Dip, recorded by Columbia in Chicago on July 13, 1926. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We've taken musical trips to different destinations before, but I don't think we've ever gone to St. Louis, until now, that is. Here are the Kansas City Tin Roof Stompers. Thank you.
Thank you.
We began our musical journey to St. Louis with the Kansas City Tin Roof Stompers, with Frank Melrose on piano and a Frank Melrose composition, St. Louis Bound, from a Brunswick 78 made in Chicago on March 15, 1929. Next, from an April 27, 1927 Victor 78, we heard Fletcher Henderson's orchestra and St. Louis Shuffle, written by our old friend Fats Waller. That was an electrical recording, as you can plainly hear, but a month earlier, the Henderson Band under the pseudonym the Dixie Stompers made an acoustical recording of St. Louis Shuffle for Columbia on their Budget Harmony label. St. Louis Shuffle was followed by the original Indiana Five, recording for Pathé, and St. Louis Gal, written by J. Russell Robinson. This OI-5 recording was made November 6, 1923, exactly 1 month before the OM-5, the original Memphis Five, made their recording of St. Louis Gal for Columbia. We finished up with Ted Lewis and his band and the new St. Louis Blues, recorded by Columbia in Chicago on June 3, 1926. W.C. Handy wrote new St. Louis Blues, as well as the old original St. Louis Blues, for that matter. And you've probably figured out that the common thread in the last three segments was Ted Lewis and three songs which were requested by listener Bob. We started the show with a segment about waking up, so here to wrap up the show is a segment about sleep. But I guarantee this won't put you to sleep. Here's Edwin J. McAnally's orchestra.
Thank you. deep, dancing in your sleep, while the night is creeping by. Somehow you begin, dozing in a spin, while the moon is in the sky. Though here and there, upon tiptoe you go, you'll never care, you'll never know. You go because you're dancing in your sleep, dreaming while you keep dancing to a creepy lullaby.
Disappears, gosh darn, I'm on. You slip through my hand like oodles of sand, gosh darn. Another came in view, gosh darn. I heard you say I do, gosh darn. And you left me in the lurch, gosh darn.
When the heaven clears, gosh darn, you ups and disappears, gosh darn, I'm on. You slip through my hand like oodles of sand, gosh darn. Another came along, gosh darn, you listen to a song, I'll say, I'm mad enough to say, gosh darn. Gosh darn, you ups and disappears, gosh darn, I'm on. You slip through my hand like oodles of sand, gosh darn. Another came in view, gosh darn, I heard you say I do, gosh darn. And you left me in the lurch, gosh darn.
Began that slumber set with Edwin J. McAnally's orchestra and Sleep Baby Sleep, written by Johnny Tucker and Joe Shuster. The vocal refrain on that October 8, 1928 recording was by Elliot Shaw, but the yodeling immediately after Shaw was by none other than Edwin J. McAnally himself. I'm becoming quite familiar with Elliot Shaw since I'm researching him and other members of the Shannon Quartet for a project for Rivermont Records, and I hope to give you more details about that soon. Next, it was Ray Starita and the Ambassadors Band, January 20th, 1931, and Dancing in Your Sleep. Vivian Ellis wrote the tune, and the Desmond Carter lyrics were sung by Maurice Elwin. We finished up with the vocal duo of Bill Cody and Harold Van Imburg in Gosh Darn from April 5th, 1932. So what does Gosh Darn have to do with sleep? Well, the American Record Corporation studio band, led by Victor Young, was credited on the label as Sleepy Hall and His Collegians. There really was a Sleepy Hall whose real name was John Nelson Hall. He was raised in Great Falls, Montana, and attended Yale, where he majored in economics and psychology, but during the early 20s he played banjo in dance bands. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll tune in or click in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.